Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, Bayern Munich manhandled Schalke to extend their lead at the top of the standings, and once more Borussia Dortmund won their match to keep things tight at the top.
Very tight at the top, tight like a can of sardines, only 1 point separates the two sides. Thomas Müller actually got the call to start. He was not in the best graces of Thomas Tuchel, the Bayern new head coach, because he wasn't getting the playing time that I'm sure Müller himself thought he deserved. Well, he was productive on the pitch. He opened up the scoring. 6-0 was the result. It pretty much showed Bayern Munich is all about business, all about protecting what's theirs, the Bundesliga title. I mean, it's the only thing they're going for, they're aiming for, and I think it would be a disgrace to them, to Bayern Munich, if they do ultimately lose and allow the title to slip through their fingers, because they are looking at Dortmund, even though it's right behind over their shoulder, Dortmund are. I do think that if Bayern take care of business, you know, they'll walk away with an 11th straight title. Now, in terms of the better offensive performances, Serge Gnabry has been electric. He netted a brace. He also was one player that was, I think, in the conversation of maybe shopping his services elsewhere outside of Germany. But I think that his performance and just his commitment with his best buddy, Joshua Kimmich, who also converted a penalty, you know, I think they're a good duo. Bayern Munich looked very good. In my opinion, the best game and biggest win during Thomas Tuchel's era. Thomas Tuchel chimed in after the match saying there's no reason for all of the euphoria. He kind of warned. And he thought it was a good performance, a deserved victory, the next step in the right direction. Of course, that is defending their title. We have to wait and see. As far as Dortmund on fire once more. Typically, Dortmund are on and off, but they were on back-to-back performances. 4-0 against Gladbach within the first 32 minutes of the match. Daniel Malen headed in a block shot from Alea. And Sebastian Alea, I think, in my opinion, was the best player on the pitch. You know, since his cancer diagnosis, since he's worked his way back to the pitch, we finally see him netting a brace and being the offensive product that we know he's capable of being. But it might be too little too late. It was the battle of the Borussias, you know, but all in all, it's a waiting game for Dortmund right now. And that's the unfortunate side of things, right? You have to wait and see. And match day 34 doesn't make things easier because every team kicks off at the same time. So match day 34, if the drama continues until then, I'm sure everyone will be trying to swap to many games to see what happens at the top as well as the bottom.
Chris, following match day 32, what is still at stake for clubs other than Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund?
Well, let's take a look at Bayern and Dortmund. I mean, 1 point, it's not set in stone, but it could be following this match day. Bayern and RB Leipzig play one another. That was a intense fixture when they first met, and it ended in a draw. Both sides did score in that affair, but it was only worth 1 point, right? And that's what's separating Bayern and Dortmund right now. So match day 33, we could see a swap in the standings if somehow the Bulls of RB Leipzig are able to hold Bayern once more. And Dortmund, of course, will have to take care of business at Augsburg. You know, the Champions League spots are quite interesting. We are coming off a very important fixture. Union Berlin and Freiburg played each other this past weekend. Freiburg on the losing end of that fixture, 4-2, and they're fifth right now. Okay, Union Berlin look really good for the Champions League spots. The fourth spot right now, RB Leipzig. Freiburg are going to have to do some wonders. They're going to have to win out if they want to give themselves hope of entering the top four once again. But RB Leipzig will do no worse than fifth, you know, as it looks statistically right now. And no other teams outside of those five can actually secure a top four place. And Bayer Leverkusen's on the outside of things, trying to get their way back into at least Europa League contention. And then the bottom of the standings as well, you know, looks very, very shaky. And typically the Bundesliga has proven to be more exciting towards the end. What happens with the relegation playoffs? It looks to be no different this season.
Bayer Leverkusen were defeated by Roma 1-0 in their Europa League match. What are your thoughts about the second leg coming up in Germany?
Well, even though they lost to Roma, at Roma, I think they still have the advantage because they're playing at home. I mean, Germany are known for their fan turnout. This will be no different. We cannot forget Bayer Leverkusen, the last Bundesliga team standing in the Europa League. And this was, you know, a young coach, Xavi Alonso, up against Mourinho. You know, Alonso going, trying to make it to his first final in over two decades with the club. And Mourinho, head-to-head, hasn't been the best, hasn't proven the best, but he does have the experience. People think the experience will give him the edge in this encounter. You know, but I'm pulling for the German side. That would be one way they can get into the Champions League. I think that would be spectacular for Xabi Alonso. And then Leverkusen, they have such a great group of young talent, you know, from Diaby, Witz, you know, the list goes on and on. And I'm expecting big things. Hopefully, you know, we see a dominating performance, and there's no question that Bayer Leverkusen deserve to be in the competition in the Europa League and, you know, have earned their spot in the final. You know, I'm pulling for them. And we have to see, you know, this coach versus coach battle, Mourinho versus Alonso. I'm sure a lot will be tuned in as well.
And before we let you go, Chris, just like always, what else has hit your radar this week?
Yeah, I touched about the bottom of the standings. I mean, right now we have a handful of teams looking to survive in the top flight. Hertha Berlin at the very bottom. I mean, they have the worst chance of making it through. But Schalke, Stuttgart, Bochum, Hoffenheim, and Augsburg, they're all embroiled in the tightest relegation battle of all time. You know, that's what, you know, all of the Bundesliga nerds out there say who have been focusing on the relegation battle. And it should be quite interesting. Hertha Berlin hosts Bochum. You know, that should be very interesting. Stuttgart are at Mainz. And Schalke hosts Frankfurt. Frankfurt, obviously, you know, with the coach change, you know, they had hit a rut. And Glasner is no longer with Frankfurt. You know, so we have to see what happens with that. Schalke teams are fighting for their survival. They have nothing to lose and everything to gain as far as that top flight exposure and then just the presence of being in the number one Bundesliga. So all of the teams, you know, looking up at other teams will be going for all 3 points. I think the biggest fixture at all to focus on is going to be Hertha Berlin hosting Bochum just because of the significance. Hertha Berlin, Union Berlin, the only Bundesliga teams out of Berlin here competing in the top flight. So that should be very interesting. I mean, I'm pulling for Hertha Berlin. Unfortunate to see what's happened to that club. They put up a few goals here and there, you know, but Bochum has shocked aside a time or two this past season. So that should be quite the encounter.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Dankeschön und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch. And graphics are provided by David Scullard.